Wow, that pink fishing lure really works. I got such a big fish with it that the fish broke my line.
Good job. Just make sure you don't get hooked by one of Satan's lures. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. My name is Zach. Fishing is great, especially when you've got the right kind of bait. But you don't want to get yourself hooked in your spiritual life, right? See, Satan will try to tempt you, maybe with a cool new tech toy or an easy way to cheat at school. But remember, God always gives you a way out of temptation, just like it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. God is faithful when you are tempted. He will make a way for you to keep from falling into sin. Our story today is called The Bright Pink Lure. Carter helped his older brother Nate pull and heave their boat to the water's edge. Then Nate looked over the items in the boat. Fishing poles, net, tackle box, I think we're ready. The boys jumped in the boat and headed for the other side of the lake. What color lure should I use? Asked Carter as he looked at the rows of colorful fishing lures in the tackle box. There's green, pink, blue, and yellow twisty tails. I'll try this bright pink one. I want to catch a big trout. Carter cast out his line in hopes of a bite. He settled back in his seat, enjoying the rocking of the boat. I have a fish, he yelled a while later. He started reeling his line. The fish fought and struggled, but Carter soon had his first fish in the boat. Look at that big trout, said Nate. Pink must be the color to use. Carter grinned and threw his line back in. A few minutes later, his pole jerked again. It's another one, he said excitedly, scooting to the edge of his seat. He reeled his line as fast as he could, but this time he heard a sickening snap. My line broke, he wailed. It was a big one, too. Maybe I can still get it. Soon his line was back in the water with another pink twisty tail. Both boys sat quietly and waited. You know, said Nate, breaking the silence, fishing reminds me of our spiritual lives. We use bright colors, hoping the fish will notice our lures and bite. The fish think it's a tasty worm, but it's really only a plastic lure with a hook. They don't know there's a hook until they bite, and then it's too late. Unless the line breaks, Carter said with a laugh. Nate grinned. That's how sin is. It looks attractive, but once we bite, we find out how much of a mess it makes. That's why we need to remember that Jesus freed us from sin and trust him to help us resist its bright lure. Carter nodded thoughtfully. That's a good lesson. Then, with a twinkle in his eye, he said, Now I just need to give you a lesson on how to catch fish. Well, how about you? Has something ever looked good to you even though you knew it would be wrong? Cheating to get a good grade, stealing money to buy something nice, or lying so you don't get in trouble are some of sin's bright lures that tempt us. Don't believe those lies. Sin is always harmful. That's why Jesus died to free us from its hold over us. Trust him to help you resist sin's temptation. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians 10:13.
God is faithful. When you are tempted, he will make a way for you to keep from falling into sin.
And our key thought for today, be aware of sin's bright lures.
Have you ever wondered what God thinks of you or what it means to believe in him? Well, that's what the Keys for Kids app is all about. It's got these awesome daily stories about real stuff we deal with, like switching schools or dealing with siblings. Plus, there's a whole radio station with cool music and shows that talk about how much God cares about us. Just search for Keys for Kids in your app store today.
I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.